It feels great to be back in pads, playing real football, getting a chance to hit some people. It's been nice. Build up aggressions all spring, now you need to let them out.
What's your impression of the rookies who are out there?
Those guys are working hard, you know, especially on the offensive line, guys like Fleming and Stork and Jalapio. They've come in, they're doing everything we're asking them to do, they're playing hard, and they're fitting in real well.
How is it with the new offensive line coach? I know it's obviously difficult. Dante's been there forever. What's it like now?
You know, it's the same program. You know, Bill's still here. Most of the coaches are still the same, so we're still doing the same things. You know, Coach Gouge has his own kind of flavor and flair, and we're figuring each other out, but he works hard just like we do, so we all respect each other.
Brian, you sound as if, although the CBA says you might be in pads so many times, you'd like to be in pads more often.
Oh, pads is football, you know, so I like that. I'm all for player safety and working well together, and I think our guys do a great job when we're in shells or just helmets, but it's always fun when you get a chance to hit each other.
What about the running game? I mean, obviously, Nick the other day was talking about how you really can't judge the running game and how effective it's going to be until you guys get in pads. How's it been for you?
Yeah, I'd agree with Casario on that. I mean, it's a little bit different timing when you're in full pads and everything like that. So when we're in helmets and shells, we focus on, you know, the other things besides the run game. But once we get in pads, we really work on the hitting.
What does it mean for you guys collectively to have Sebastian Bowler?
Sebastian, he just does all the right things, you know. So having him out there is awesome because we can trust him and we know he's going to do a great job. It's just so nice when you have a guy out there that you just can fully believe in and put your confidence in. It allows you to do your job full speed.
Bill this morning talked about your leadership on that offensive line and what you mean as a primary signal caller. How do you work on that? How do you get better and better every year?
I just try to do my job. You know, Tom does a great job putting us in the right position. My job is, just because I'm in the middle of the line, to communicate with guys on both sides, let them see what I see and what Tom sees. But every guy on that offensive line knows their assignments. They know what to do. My job sometimes is just to clear up some gray area.
Brian, how'd you feel about the job you did last year?
There's always room for improvement.
What are you looking to improve on this year specifically? Are there one or two things you're focused on right now?
There's more than two things, but I think you'd have to ask Coach Belichick about exactly what I need to improve on.
How critical is technique, especially for someone who I guess is considered undersized for the position?
I think technique is huge for everybody. We do the technique for a reason. I mean, if it wasn't important, they wouldn't coach it.